And right now we're going to head across the hall to Studio 2A for a live performance and interview with Logan Green and the Bricks here on Locals Only.
Logan Green and the Bricks. That song was called Why Am I Lonely? This is our first time ever on Locals Only. Pretty excited. A little nervous. This next song is a song that I wrote about my family. It's called Your Love For Me, and it goes like this.
Cause I would be nowhere without you, and I would be no one without your love. It's not as though I'm special because you think I'm special. I have done so much with your love. Oh, with your love. In the summertime, I would sing a song for you. Anytime you'd ask me to, I would sing a song for you. We've grown apart, but we haven't grown out of having fun and just hanging out. It would kill me just to think that it won't be ever again. It would kill me. It would kill me. Tell me, 'cause I'd be nowhere without you. It's not as though I'm special, 'cause you think I'm special. I have done so much with your love, 'cause I would be nowhere without you.
Nowhere without me.
No one without your love.
No one without your
love. I'm special, 'cause you think I'm so special. I have done so much with your love.
This next song is a slow country song that we just wrote. We're releasing an album at some point, but this isn't on it, so don't expect it. I know. Live
terrible,
radio banter.
Terrible banter.
It's perfect.
Terrible banter.
Thank you. it's all me.
It's all me, baby.
Baby, it's all you. And we try, and we try, and we try, and we try, but there's nothing that we can do.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. This is Locals Only here on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. My name is Mel Mason, and I'm here live in Studio 2A with Logan Green and the Bricks. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. I remember I saw you guys play a show at Scrappy's, and I'm going to start off by saying that that's the first time I had ever been there, which I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm glad I had the opportunity to go, and I'm glad I saw you play. That's why we're here tonight, and I'm so glad.
Me too. Scrappy's is like our home since we were all kids going to shows here. So now that it's reopened, it's like we love playing there. It's awesome.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds great. The vibe is great. The people are awesome. So very happy that that's reopened. So why don't you go ahead and introduce your band?
All right. I'm Logan Green. I'm playing guitar and singing the songs. And this is Becky.
Hello. I'm Becky Padowitz. Backup vocals and tambourine.
And Ray Bear?
I'm Ray Bear. I play the bass and I make noises.
And I'm Nate Jasinski and I play lead guitar.
Gomez.
I'm Fernando Gomez and I play lead drums.
That's it. All right.
So you mentioned a moment ago that you guys are going to come out with an album. Do you have a title for that?
No.
No. Okay.
We don't really
shrouded
have much
in mystery.
For it. We've been recording it and it's been a process. We've been recording it for free, which is nice, but we've kind of learned our lesson that you kind of get what you pay for when you record it for free. So right now we're kind of in between when and what and all of those questions about it. But we're trying to release it in November.
Oh, great. And, so you have a target date.
Yeah, target.
That's great. And that's soon.
Early November. Yeah. We would like to get it done then. So we'll see how it goes.
Sure. If you don't mind, if I ask about the recording process, you said it was free. Is this like a home-based kind of recorded thing?
It was actually our friend offered to do it for us.
Oh, that's
so
great.
He has a little studio, but things have like kind of gone not so well for him recently. So we're not sure exactly what the status is on a lot of it. We did most of the recording, so most of everything is done. We just need to finish it, and we're not sure that we're going to be able to do it when we had planned on it at this point. So we're kind of in between.
Sure. And then you have a CD release party planned when that happens.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and that's tentative, obviously.
Right.
All right, great. So let's talk about how this whole project got started. Did you start off solo, or how did you meet this fancy crew of people?
All right. I've been playing shows in Tucson since I was 17. I'm 22 now, and I've been playing with the drummer, Fernando Gomez. Say hi again, Fernando.
Howdy.
Fernando.
And
hey, don't talk like that.
It's Fernando. And so we've been playing together in ska bands and rockabilly bands and other bands. And I finally got some solo stuff together that I wanted to do. So Fernando was the obvious choice for a drummer because I've been playing with him for the longest out of anybody. And since then, we kind of added everybody. We had no practice before our first show. we just kind of winged it. And it was at Club Congress.
Oh, I was just going to ask you where it was. Yeah. That's exciting.
It was a good
no
first show. It was
Congress.
Yeah, it was for the Worry Doll Records release thing. And so it was the four of us, Ray and Fernando and Nate, and none of us had played together before. So
how long ago was that again?
That was in 2008, we think.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
So you're coming up on 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then since then, I've been adding people and all that. And the only person who's stuck is Becky, because she's great.
Oh.
So that's the five, and that's how we all got to know each other.
That's great. So I know it's near and dear to your heart to play all ages venues. Do you want to explain why that is and your philosophy on that?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm 22 now. It was always a pain to not be able to go to some of my favorite shows, obviously, as a under 21-year-old. And so I started playing so many all-ages shows that when I turned 21, I had no real desire to play too many bar shows or anything like that, not actively. So I do a small booking company called Low Gun Booking as well. So I try to book touring bands who want to play all-ages shows at all-ages venues. And so I end up playing most of those shows, and that's why I end up playing, 90% of my shows are all ages at Dry River or Scrappies or another venue. So
that's great. Yeah, I noticed on your MySpace page, where you can also get a taste of their music too after this performance, that you listed a bunch of different bands that you had played with. Mm-hmm. And I got lost in it. It was quite an impressive list of bands.
Yeah, I need to rewrite it as a bio instead of a just endless list that doesn't make any sense to anybody.
No, it's pretty cool. It looks pretty cool.
Thanks.
It's very intimidating looking. All right. So anything special you want to say about those first three songs you played?
It's actually kind of funny, the order of them. The Why Am I Lonely was the first song I wrote for this band. So that was the first one we played. And I wrote that in 2008, a couple months before our first show. And then the second one I kind of wrote in the middle, kind of recently. And it's a song that I wrote for my grandparents and my parents for helping me out and supporting me through me playing music all the time. And then the one I played third was the most recent one I wrote. And it's just a kind of a story about two people who can't love each other but are still with each other.
Cool. And you talked about several different genres earlier, earlier in your career, rockabilly, mm-hmm. and a couple others. And then you played a country-tinged song. And so what were some of, I don't want to ask the generic, what were your influences, but what did you listen to growing up? That's usually a good question.
I've listened to, a wide variety of music, I used to play in a bunch of different bands where I'd play in a punk band and I'd play in a pop band and I'd play in a ska band and all those things. So I listened to a ton of music when I was in middle school and high school. I mean, when I first started listening to music, it was all radio stuff, really mainstream stuff. And then by the time I got to high school, I started branching out. Somebody gave me a Jeffrey Lewis record, which really influenced a lot of my songwriting. My dad plays country and he plays in country bands. So that is a big influence on this type of music that I play. So I play a lot of country inspired pop songs for the most part.
So you picked up a guitar when you were pretty young then because of
your dad? Well, yeah, I started when I was 13 on bass actually. And I learned guitar later. So it's been a while. I've been playing for a while and this is all I do now. So
that's great. Well, it sounds wonderful. So thanks again for coming in. My name is Mel Mason. I'm sitting here live in Studio 2A at 91.3 KXCI with Logan Green and the Bricks. And they have a lot more music to play for you. So why don't we get on in it?
All right, let's do it.
Everybody dies alone in the same way you were born. Despite whatever you've been told, everybody dies alone. Everybody dies alone. Greatest pain I've ever known. The pain of being alone. But that is all I'll ever know. And I will die alone. Everybody dies alone. Don't be disheartened. Don't be upset. Do not give up on me quite yet. Still be happy and leave all this behind. Living that matters is how you live your life. Everybody dies. down. But if you learn to live with yourself, you need not worry, don't worry about it.
So a lot of people get really bummed out by that song, and I don't mean them to. It's called Everybody Dies Alone, and I mean it when I say it, but I don't mean that it's a sad thing. I just mean that it's like being born. You don't really remember it, and it's just kind of something that happens to you that you go through alone. So, yeah, it's supposed to be really uplifting and not sad, but it sounds really sad and not uplifting, so I always give a disclaimer. But this next song's a little less sad, and it features Becky on the vocals, and it's a duet I wrote. So, yeah, it's called I Don't Need to Be a Star.
As long as you'll be holding my hand.
This next song is called City Bus, and I really like the artist Jonathan Richman. He's really inspired me, and I feel like I've almost channeled him through this song. This is my Jonathan Richman-inspired song. Are y'all ready? Fernando. City Bus, City Bus, go, 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 take it fast. City bus, go, 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 take it fast, but don't be slow. Get the baby and bring her home. City bus, go, go, go. I will wait for my baby at the bus stop at 3. I will wait for my baby, she will come back to me. I will wait for my baby at the bus stop at 4. And if she's a little late, then I will wait a little more. City bus, go, go, go.
Listening to 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. My name is Mel Mason, and I'm sitting in live in Studio 2A with Logan Green and the Bricks here on Locals Only. Thanks so much for joining us, you guys.
Thanks again for having us. This is really fun.
You're welcome. That was a great tune. I'd be dancing around if I wasn't so worried about my feet getting tangled in all these cords. So let's see. Do you guys have any gigs coming up that people out in the radio world should know about?
Funny you should ask. We booked some gigs just so we could say we have some gigs coming up.
All right. See how that works?
Yeah. So we're playing at Vaudeville on September 15th.
All right.
And that show's 21 and up. It's with Nate's other band,
Faster Than Light,
which is an awesome prog rock band, and they're pretty brand new, so come check that out.
Oh, that's great.
And we're playing with a band from Phoenix whose name escaped me, but it'll be a good show, real fun at Vaudeville.
And that's on the 15th?
Yep, September 15th.
Okay.
And then we're playing again an all-ages show at Scrappy's, and that's on September 28th. And that's with Laura Stevenson and the Cans, who's on Asian Man Records, who's a great, great, great artist, musician, songwriter. Mm-hmm. And her backing band is incredible. They're on all sorts of records right now, on Bonnie Music Industries album and on Andrew Jackson Jihad's new record and all sorts of other DIY bands that we listen to.
That's great. So you guys are coming out with an album sometime later in the fall. I did happen to see that you guys were on a compilation called Nothing Special.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How did that come about, and what is that all about, just in case people haven't heard of it?
Yeah, I started a compilation called Nothing Special, so that's why we're on.
That's all you. You're pretty busy.
Yeah, I keep up with the music stuff that I do, at least. So, yeah, it's a compilation of just Tucson bands and one or two Phoenix bands. It's all acoustic on there, so it's some singer-songwriter and some... other small acoustic bands. Young Mothers is on it. We've got Gilmore Girls, which is my friends from Phoenix, and a bunch of others. And it's available for free online. There's a website called CLLCT.com that's like collect without the vowels. And we keep a lot of our music and that music up there for free, so you can download there.
Why did you choose that site? I hadn't heard of that before. Mm-hmm. So what is up with that site?
Yeah, so we're strong into the DIY scene and DIY community across the country.
Okay.
And that's a it's an unpopular site even for that scene, but we've found that it does what we want to do, and it really just gives music to people who want to have it. So it's free to sign up. It's free to be a band on it. It's free to download music on it. You don't have to sign up to download music. You can just go onto it and download away, and there's all sorts of independent and otherwise DIY bands and artists, and people will put up demos up there. People will put up full albums up there, and a lot of my favorite music has come from that site recently. So
that's very cool. So do you mind giving out the URL again?
Yeah, that's CLLCT.com.
That's great. And where else can people find your music?
We've got it up on MySpace, Facebook, all those sort of things. Okay. And soon, once we release the album, we'll be releasing it online through iTunes and other digital distributors that my friend in San Diego is going to help us out with. So.
Okay, so you have a couple shows coming up. You mentioned Vaudeville on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And Scrappy's on the 28th. I just want to keep reminding people so that they go. It'll be fantastic.
Definitely.
Let's see. Are there any plans to play any more 21 and over venues?
Yeah, we'll play them as we book them. So.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, we're not.
You're not anti 21.
We're not anti 21 and over. We just. You just
happen to book bands at those
exactly.
other places. Okay.
Yeah, I just have a strong preference for all ages shows in general because everyone can go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, that's just where I start. And then if we get a show at a bar, we're totally down to play it. Not sure. anti-21. And
cool,
you know?
Cool. Do you have a feel for how the all ages scenes are in other cities, you know, compared to Tucson? Do you feel like the community here is really tight-knit and...
Right,
how do you feel about all that?
It really depends on the type of music a lot of the time.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes a band that would do really well, even in Tucson at a bar, would not do so well at at the Dry River Collective or vice versa, you know, because
sure.
of people with different preferences who like to go to different places. We were in San Diego a couple days ago and played a show at the Park Gallery, which is a pretty new art space and all-ages venue in San Diego. And there was a good turnout, a lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds who liked a lot of variety of music. We played with like a post rock band and a straight folk pop band, and then we were kind of like more country rock and roll, and everybody was really into it, and it was all ages and really supportive scene there. So it really will depend on a lot of the kind of music and the places you play, but I've had really good luck playing in places like Olympia and places where there's a strong, you know, cultural background in general playing all ages shows over there. I haven't had very good luck in LA. Just because I feel it's a tough scene. Yeah, it's a different beast than out here in Tucson, a smaller city. So.
Yeah. So how often, you guys just got back from a short tour. How often have you gone on tour in the 2 years that you've had this project going?
We've done a couple weekend trips, but really we did one tour for 10 days in California in July. And we did 5 days in Northern Arizona and California just this past weekend. And so... with this band, we tour, you know, we're starting to tour a lot more, starting to play out. We're starting to really develop our sound as what we want it to be. And soon we're going to start playing out and doing more tours, probably one in December and maybe some weekend out-of-town gigs between now and then. But in other bands, Ray and I are in a band called Dr. Dinosaur, who plays around town. And we went on a 30-day tour this summer all the way to Maine and back. So we tour a lot with that band. And
that's a commitment.
Yeah.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, we've definitely played more out-of-town shows with that band than local shows. So mm-hmm. The Bricks is kind of the opposite. We've definitely played more local shows than out-of-town shows.
Sure.
So I'm trying to find the balance now.
We're definitely better, though.
and Fernando, the drummer, thinks that we're better than the other band.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Well, what other projects are you all involved in? We haven't heard much from Becky. Are you involved in any other bands?
I was playing violin in Great Job, but sadly, our front man moved away.
Oh,
and,
that happens. That's always rough.
I'm trying to branch out. I really enjoy music. It's been a part of my life for a long time, but I could use more skills in terms of playing more instruments, so that's what I'm working on right now. But I'm really excited because... recently, I've been meeting more and more girls involved in music, and it seems to me that there's just not enough in Tucson, and I would really love to see like more women involved in music and playing.
How would you suggest that they get involved?
I mean, it was kind of just me pestering Logan, telling him that I really wanted to be in his band.
Oh,
and,
that's great.
Same thing with Great Job. So yeah, just make yourself known, and that's
good.
A good place to start.
Words of encouragement are always nice. I like to... make sure we get some of those in there, especially for young people that are trying to get into music and they think it's too hard, or it is about who you know, in the sense that the more connected you are, the more opportunities there are.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, good. How about you, Fernando? What else are you involved in?
I recently just joined a band called Nervous Steps. I play drums. And I also play bass for a band called Freedom Assault.
Cool.
It's just punk rock music. Nothing
it's
too
not
special.
There's no such thing as just punk rock.
Well,
it's punk rock.
It's punk rock. But yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing right now.
Great. So you're keeping busy.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah. I I don't know what to say. You know.
That's I love you, Nando.
That's okay.
I love you more, Ray.
And Ray, you're in
you,
a couple
you keep me sane
projects.
On the road.
Yeah. Sometimes. I play, like Logan said, in Dr. Dinosaur, mm-hmm. and that's one of the more serious bands, oddly enough.
Do you play anything other than bass?
Yeah, in Dr. Dinosaur, I play guitar, and then we have a folk set, and I usually play mandolin and banjo.
Wonderful.
And sometimes guitar. I'm a few other bands around town. The Boogie Nazis is like an instrumental surf band, and I also have my own solo stuff I'm working on. So I try to keep busy.
Yeah, I guess.
Musically. Yeah.
That's wonderful to hear. How about you, Nate? You're over there in the corner shredding.
I'm in the corner here
shredding. You're the tall, quiet one.
Yeah. Well, myself, I play here in the Bricks. Mm-hmm. I also play with Young Mothers. I've been playing with Young Mothers for the past few months. What I'm really excited about is my new band, Faster Than Light, who, as my bass player Chris would say, we will melt your face off righteously, I believe. So, yeah.
Very nice. So I'm sitting with a multi-talented group of folks. Did you have something to add, Ray?
I was going to say nerd alert. But
yeah.
it's definitely nerd alert.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's been a pleasure having you guys in the studio. This is Logan Green in the Bricks. My name is Mel Mason, and you're listening to Locals Only here live in Studio 2A. And they do have a few more songs before we close out this session of Locals Only. So tell us about this next song.
This next song is called They Always Say, and it's actually about my love for the music industry and music in general and hearing lots of different music, but it's about how I think music should really be free primarily, or at least doing it for the love of doing it first. And of course, that kind of sounds like a cop-out because I don't make money doing it, but that's also part of the reason why I don't make money doing it. So yeah, it's called They Always Say.
Gotta find a way to get paid. It's like they always say, you can't keep giving it away. It's like they always say, they always say. It's like they always do, you gotta find someone to screw. It's like they always do, you gotta find somebody new. It's like they always do, you gotta find someone to screw. It's like they always say, they always say. And one by one, run the walk the walk. It's like I always thought, you gotta scream to talk the talk. It's like I always thought, you gotta run to walk the walk. It's like they always say, they always say. And it's like I always do, you gotta be honest or land true. It's like I always knew, it's not an easy thing to do. It's like I always knew, you gotta be honest or land true. It's like they always say, they always say. Always say, always say, one, two, one, two, three, four, one, by one.
gonna be over.
We got time for one more?
Oh yeah.
Yep. All right. All right. This is our last song.
Before we play it, I want to dedicate the song to my best friend Alex. That's listening right
Woo!
Now.
Tesso.
Yeah. And Katie also.
Ow!
Tesso!
Tesso!
All right, it's called I Don't Want to Break Your Heart Like This. At least that's the working title.
Para mi changuita.
Y'all ready?
I have love for my friends, a love that's true.